The original title was Advocacy in the Disabled Child. And having worked with parents and with my own son who is deaf, I modified the title. And it should have come up Advocacy and Special Needs Child. I have no relationship to disclose. You heard about me there. And by the time we finish this, you should understand a little bit about the Disability Act, the ADA 1990, define the role of advocacy, and list at least two specific activities parents, nurses, and teachers can implement to be effective advocates for children who are physically disabled. The special needs child, and I think this title, the special needs, gives it a more positive thinking when you see what I talk about and how the experiences that we went through. The birth of any child is challenging, but the birth of a special needs child, the challenge is greater. About 52 million or 18% of the American population are disabled. And within that population, it is estimated that 17% of U.S. children are born with disabilities that result in developmental delays. When the diagnosis of a special needs child is made, the healthcare team immediately has three clients or patients to consider. The birth parents, that's two if they are two, mother and father, or the adoptive parents, because many children who are born disabled, the family cannot take care of them and they opt out. They give their children away for adoption. And the special needs child becomes part of that three-way help. Whether the diagnosis of a disability is made at birth or later, the process and actions needed to respond to the crisis is the same. And I'll give you some definitions before I begin. Advocacy is the action of speaking or writing on behalf of someone else and using persuasion in support of another. It is very difficult when you have a disabled child or a special needs child and you don't know the system. And I was a practicing public health nurse when my second son was diagnosed, and even I was confused because nobody told you anything. And as soon as the doctors realized I was a nurse, all communication stopped. They didn't want to tell me anything because they didn't want to be sued if they gave out wrong information. A crisis is a state of acute emotional upset in which one's usual problem-solving ability fails. It occurs in response to an identifiable traumatic event, that is an accident, victimization, death of a loved one, or the diagnosis of a special needs child. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more of the major life activities of an individual. Special needs child, for the physically disabled, a child who needs assistive devices in order to perform life's activities. For the mentally disabled, a child who needs assistance to function at the highest level of potential. One of the first activities the healthcare teams completes is an assessment, or should complete, of the family members. This includes the strengths and needs of each family member. So the health team should look at the mother and the father, or in some cases, grandparents, and assess each one as to how are they relating to this special child. We have to look at the strengths of the bonds between the parents and the identification of the specific needs of the child involved. Although each special needs child is unique in terms of services needed, there are a number of actions that are common to all. The healthcare team assists the family in assigning specific activities to each family member, and one member is designated as the coordinator. And I'll give you an example from my family. My husband was doing his master's, this is in New York, and at Adelphi. And he was so confused, angry, upset. He couldn't understand, our son was David, he couldn't understand if he is getting therapy, speech therapy, how could he not speak? I mean, the purpose of speech therapy was to help the child to speak. So what he did for his dissertation on the master's level was a photo essay on, the title was, Teaching David to Speak. So he worked very closely with the speech therapist on how to work with David to be more positive. Since I was the nurse, my role was to do scheduling, to negotiate with the healthcare team. And here is where I'll give you some ideas on what we did. In the back of the room, I have some copies of calendars. You can make up your own from your computers. And keeping records for a special needs child, for a disabled child, is very, very important. You have to develop a special system, because when it comes time to do your income tax, these records are helpful because you do get credit. So get a large calendar with space for noting appointments, because you think you'll remember, but you don't. Do it by date, by the name of the doctor. If private transportation is used for travel to appointments, the mileage is necessary. And you have to be specific, because if you're ever audited, and we were audited once, you need to be able to show that the expenses that you indicated match your calendar, match the medical appointment. If public transportation is used, keep a record of car fares, lunch or supper costs. Companion or parent accompanying the disabled child is deductible on income tax. Many people don't know that, and nobody tells you. You learn as you go along. Books or other reference materials for the education of the child or the parent are also deductible. Records of all medication with copay costs, including over-the-counter medicines. What you do for over-the-counter medicines, because everybody will tell you, you don't get credit for over-the-counter medications. If the doctor says you take this medicine because it's important, it is life-supportive, you have the doctor write it in his record, because if he's audited or you ask for his records and it's there, you're covered. If it's not there, the auditor will say, well, the doctor didn't support your getting these over-the-counter medicines. So it's important for you to do that and have these letters ready so that if you're audited, you can show them. And sometimes the auditor doesn't know anything about the law doesn't know anything about it. When we were audited, my husband took all the records, and they filled, you know, the old-fashioned luggage, not the roller cart, you have to, and brought it to the audit. And all the questions the auditor was asking him, and finally Irving got very frustrated, and he said, "It's in your legislation. It's there." And he had to help the auditor look up on his shelves to find the document that supported his claims. Records of medication with copay costs, including over-the-counter, we said. But last and not least is a thorough knowledge of the legislation that defines the Americans with Disability Act. And my reference is two fantastic books for any special needs child, whether yours or neighbors, are these two books that I really find very helpful, and they're very recent. It's Day, Welcome to Your Crisis. And it's funny reading, but it's good read. And a three-author book, People in Crisis. Thank you. And I have handouts at the back of the